Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your co-host, Todd McGreevy. I'm being joined by Corey Ibe. Today is Saturday, June 8th, 2013. We appreciate you tuning in on RBN, as well as all the folks listening on the No Agenda stream at noagendastream.com in the morning to y'all. Corey, you there?
I am here, Todd, waving a hand to you and everybody out there today.
Excellent. Corey, I'm broadcasting live from the banks of the Mississippi River here in Scott County, Iowa, where I am domiciled, Iowa 1846.
Congratulations.
It's a fabulous day out here in Iowa.
And it's a bit of a overcast day here in Irvine. So you got us beat. You've got the Mississippi, the beautiful view you have from your office. And I have clouds and a condo here to look at.
Well, we had a little bit of a flood warning here lately. There was a little bit of a false start, but we had a lot of rain, man. It's just been a ton of rain here in the Midwest. I mean, just a lot. So, shouldn't be a drought out here this year, fortunately.
Well, that's good.
You know, Corey, we rarely kind of like, throw out a theme for each show. In fact, some days we're just kind of winging it. Some days we're really planned and organized, and some days it's a mix of both. And, you know, I think today's theme, we should start off with normalization.
I like it.
The new normal, as some people refer to things. And I want to call our listeners' attention to a meme, M-E-M-E, meme is a term that means a repeated over and over phrase or topic or idea that tries to, you know, if you repeat a meme, it's almost like newspeak from George Orwell's 1984. That those were memes that were being, you know, issued out on the newspeak, if you will. And you know, what's the new normal today? You know, it's like, you know, the headlines, everybody's been listening lately, that the mainstream's talking about all the, that we've been wiretapping Americans for over 7 years now. And Congress actually passed a law in secret that of course, we know all this has been going on. We just didn't tell you guys. Sorry. You know, it's been very normal. It's been normal for 7 years. Hell, everybody's got an Obama phone.
That's right.
You know, and I that's not my original material. I got to give Adam Curry credit on No Agenda. That was his, I heard him say that. Everybody's got an Obama phone. I mean, just amazing. I mean, we've all known, you know, anybody who pays half a whit of attention that we're being spied upon constantly. I mean,
absolutely. In fact, in quite a few of my conversations I have, which should be private, I do wave and say hello to the GovCo officials listening.
Yeah, I've done that many times as well. Had a few choice, colorful words sometimes for some of our esteemed leaders in those conversations. You know, the massive, 100,000 square feet? I think it might be a million square foot data center in Utah that's, you know, sucking up all the energy to keep the servers going out there. It was first reported in Wired magazine like 3 or 4 years ago. And it was just constantly, you know, recording every text message, every voice conversation, every email. I mean, that's, you know, now it's being rolled, when I say it, this level of spying, of GovCo spying on the resident. We can't use people. People is an overused term. There's very few individuals who are people. You are one of them, Corey. I hope I am one of them, one of the people of the several states. But most of the individuals out there are residents, right?
That's correct. And if you are one of the people, if you claim to be one of the people, you have to be ready to defend that status all the time.
That's right. That's right. We're going to be back, folks. Right back. I'm the Central Business. Stay tuned.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us on Common Sense Revisited. And Corey, you still there?
I think. Well, I'm here. I can't really hear you very well.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can adjust something on my end here. Maybe this will help a little bit. Anyway, can you hear okay now?
Nope, I can't hear.
Uh-oh. We've got some technical.
I can try and restart Skype on my end.
All right. Well, while he's doing that, he's going to rejoin the call. So appreciate you staying with us, folks.
I'm back now.
Yes, well done. Live radio is a little bit like watching sausage being made sometimes, unfortunately. But hey, we're all doing the best we can. So, some websites for everybody: republicbroadcasting.org. republicbroadcasting.org, excellent resource for lots of reasons. Check it out. There's a news clip in there about a recent domestic terrorist exercise with Homeland Security in Los Angeles I want to talk about here. It's, I think, gone pretty underreported. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Noagendastream.com. Noagendastream.com is some of you are listening to us on that network. We appreciate that. Check that out. And, of course, there's Corey's website, CoreyIbe.com, CoreyIbe.com. And then there is my blog, ThirdRailBlog.com, which is where you can find notes about what we talk about on each show. And we do have the audio archives updated there, and the show notes are, I'd say, three-quarters where I want them to be, Corey. It's always a labor of love to get those things where I want them. Recently, it's interesting how, speaking of memes, we were talking about memes, I think that there's a little bit of a collective consciousness going on out there with regards to those of us who are paying attention. Lately, I was sent a link to G. Edward Griffin's interview with a KGB officer who defected. Have you heard about this, Corey?
I have, yes. This is a very excellent interview that has a lot of information in it, so I'm glad you're bringing that up.
Yeah, the gentleman's name is Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmenov, and he's also known as Thomas Schumann, S-C-H-U-M-A-N, and he is sitting in this studio with G. Edward Griffin. Of course, G. Edward Griffin is the longtime historian, documentarian, author, activist. He has Freedom Force International is the website he started years ago and organization he started. And he wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is one of the more seminal accounts of how the Federal Reserve was born on the exclusive resort off the coast of Georgia at Jekyll Island. Anyway, he interviewed this individual, Yuri Alexandrovich Bezmenov, and we're going to play a clip. It's going to be about, just less than a minute clip. This is towards the end of this interview, but he summarizes the way that the Marxist socialist agenda subverted America and its agenda and its four-step process. And listen very closely to this. Check this out.
First, there was Taraki. He was killed by Amin. Then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. It's divided in four basic stages. Demoralization, destabilization, crisis, normalization. They will be lined up against the wall and shot, wall and shot, wall and shot.
So what Yuri was talking about was the four stages of subversiveness by the Marxist socialist ideology. And when you watch this clip, it's like 5 or 7 minutes. If you just search engine, how to brainwash a nation. There's 5 or 6 versions of it, varying links out there. It's worth watching. It's ironic that this is, I started sending it to a few people, then a few people started sending it to me unbeknownst, and it's gone fairly viral, I think. It's been around, obviously, for some time, but it's a good primer to revisit. And what the four stages are that he talked about was demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and then the last one, normalization. And what he goes into, what the last part we heard there, Corey, was he was talking about how the powers that be, that ascend to power under this kind of socialist democracy, this Marxist agenda, at the end of that process, once they have achieved their ultimate power at the very top of that pyramid, they will turn on the very individuals that helped them get there and murder them, is what he was saying. And he gave examples in the throughout this interview with Gilbert Griffin about South America. He gave specifics about what happened in Bangladesh, what happened in Eastern Bloc of Russia. So, I mean, what I'm getting at in a long-winded way, Corey, is that the powers that be, from the sheriff's deputy and the police officers and the GovCo employees who think that they are just managing these resources and these people need to be managed, they don't understand. They are disposable.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we've seen that over and over. Just what comes to mind lately is the IRS scandal. It's pretty hard for me to believe that people higher than the ones kind of taking the fall, if you can call getting a paid leave, a paid administrative leave, taking a fall. But the people who are taking the fall, I don't believe for a minute that it stopped there. You see Eric Holder doing the same thing with the issues that he has going on right now about dealing with reporters, where he denies everything, tries to throw people under him under the bus. And we find out later that he did, in fact, sign one of those search warrants. So this is a fantastic video for people to watch. It pretty much lays out exactly the plan of attack, and it sure looks to me, I know you brought this up, about we seem to be in the normalization stage now.
Very much so. Yeah, the crisis stage, that's that goes all the way back to the 90s, you know, during the Clinton administration and all the nonsense that happened with, you know, from Waco to David Koresh to the Oklahoma City bombing to, you know, all that nonsense, the crisis after crisis. People forget that the ATF was on the verge of being dismantled right before the Waco incident happened. You know, they were they were almost obsolete. And then all of a sudden, oh, we got a reason to have them now, you know. That's crisis.
Yeah. And there's a saying that in government that says never let a crisis go to waste.
Oh, yeah.
And a little asterisk to that is if you don't have a crisis, make one.
Yeah, absolutely. And so subsequently, we've been in this stage of crisis for, you know, maybe 20 years or longer. And I think now we're, because of the slow, boiling frog syndrome we have, we've been, you know, through administrative, statutory, Patriot Acts, FISA Acts, you know, passed in private and secret. We're at the normalization stage. Yes, it's normal to have your phone tapped. Yes, it's normal to have your phone records, you know, your Fourth Amendment completely violated. And the reason, unfortunately, Corey, it's normal and they can get away with it is because they're managing a resource. They are managing a slave. They're managing an asset. They being the 10 square miles of Washington, D.C., which has exclusive legislative jurisdiction whatsoever. And 99.9% of residents in the states are actually domiciled in D.C., and subsequently they are subject to these things. But we're led to believe that, well, there's just a little bit of a struggle here. There's a kind of a theater going on, if you will. Like, well, what about our Fourth Amendment? When the Fourth Amendment doesn't really apply, does it?
Right. Neither does the Second Amendment. You know, I mean, if they can tell you that, you hear, in fact, I had an officer a couple of weeks ago tell me that, rights can be amended. And the thing is, he is right. From his perspective, they can amend the rights because so many people, virtually the entire country, has pledged themselves as property to the GovCo, and they've pledged their entire economic output, their life force, their property, their freedom has been pledged to the bastard child of the several states, which is Washington, D.C., yet they don't realize that that is, in fact, what they've done. And so from a law enforcement perspective, this is how it's been for over 100 years. I mean, it's been this way for, literally, since the 14th Amendment, you've had the option to do that, and it became abusive in my mind about the time Social Security was created. That set the foundation for really just kind of capturing everybody, allowing the federal government to create all these Leviathan departments and, you know, everything that you can imagine that's designed to just extract wealth from the American people who are really the American residents now.
The American slavelets.
Yes.
I even had our county sheriff say rights could be modified.
Yes.
In a public forum. I mean, you know, just don't you understand?
He's absolutely right. Rights can be modified in a public forum in the day and age we are today, because so many people are politically injured to the point where the government can decide when they want to change their rights or modify their rights.
So in 2013, I think we're fully in the normalization stage, Corey. There's been enough. I mean, the crises will keep coming. These nonsensical things like the Boston Marathon, where, you know, it was right out the front that there was a test of the law enforcement going on that was staging a bombing, actually, right there.
Yeah. You know, you look at that stuff all over. They're always, I mean, these attacks happen when they're doing a test or doing some sort of training exercise. So if I ever see law enforcement now, literally, if I see law enforcement doing some sort of a test or a training exercise, I get out of the area.
Likewise. And that's happened here recently where I live. I've brought that up to many people when they were doing training and testing to just stay away, you know, go on vacation during that day. All right, folks, we're going to take another quick break here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with a little more Common Sense Revisited. Hold on.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Common Sense Revisited. I'm your co-host, Todd McGreevy, being joined by Corey Ive. And Corey, I referenced earlier the counterterrorism training that happened in Los Angeles just recently. And there's a story at republicbroadcasting.org about it. And you've had some dealings with the LAPD before. You know them fairly well.
I have, and I have to say through those dealings, I have greater respect for the restraint that LAPD showed. I think the contact I had with them, which was through the mail, not a direct contact with an LEO, mm-hmm. But the result from Chief Beck's office actually improved my perceptions of their responsibilities towards upholding the Constitution. So I got to give them some credit there on acknowledging something that they probably otherwise would not have wanted to acknowledge. I mean, it did take a fair amount of effort to get them to admit that they are not officers of the state. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, it did come from Chief Beck's office on that. So I do have to give Chief Beck some credit in researching this and changing the behavior of LAPD in a more appropriate manner. Now, that doesn't mean you let them off the hook.
No.
LAPD is a powerful organization. They're not elegant. That's what George Washington said. Government is not elegance. It is power, and it must be restrained. So, you know, you always have to keep an eye on them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have seen that correspondence from Police Chief Charlie Beck. Corey, you did share that with me, and it was impressive. And in a nutshell, they acknowledged that their oaths of office were being misfiled. Am I correct? Yeah.
It was a combination between the county recorder, LA County recorder, not knowing exactly what they were supposed to do, making a mistake as far as oaths of officers who are not officers of the state do not go to the county recorder's office. And so both the county recorder's office has changed behavior, as has LAPD, in a very positive way.
And this is after fairly protracted written correspondence where you, as I recall, Corey, you actually received oaths of office that were redacted, with the signatures redacted, correct?
That's right. Well, that wasn't from LAPD. That was from the LA District Attorney's Office, which that is still ongoing. If the LA District Attorney is listening, he should take the lead from LAPD and look that their officers are officers of the state. They want to pretend like they're not.
Which is interesting.
Is really interesting. The reason why they want to pretend that they're not is because they've got some structural mistakes that, from my opinion, means literally tens of thousands of cases could be overturned in LA because the district attorney is not doing his job correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's and to your credit, Corey, your efforts are extremely well thought out, professional, thorough, measured, and I think because of that, and because that you are one of the people of California, rather than a resident of California, I think your efforts are treated significantly different than others. So I need to give you some credit where credit's due. It's one thing to just to be left alone. It's another thing to actually take responsibility as one of the people to change behavior, and that is a significant shift in a mindset with regards to this ongoing struggle for what we call liberty.
Exactly. It is something that it's putting it on the line for all parties. Yeah, the police officers, they definitely do a job that would be too scary for me. I don't think I would function very well knowing what some of the men and women in LAPD face on a daily basis. So I have a lot of respect for those men and women. But the administrators are quite often the problem. They are always pushing for more power, more funding, more authority. And it's the administrators that the people have to restrain. It's a dance that will go on forever between the eternal adversarial struggle between government and the freedoms of the people.
Well, the things that you talk about, the dangerous things that police officers face, they are out there. I will give you that. But I would also put a little caveat out there that things are dangerous because of the statutory laws that are passed, the administrative nonsense that is put down, just the war on drugs is a simple one right there.
Absolutely.
Complete failure. And I had a friend who spoke to a DEA agent recently, and the guy said, "You don't understand how violent things are. We have shipments of drugs coming, from Mexico to New York and Chicago, and there are gangland shootouts, and it's more dangerous than the common person knows. And that's why we have to do what we have to do." And it's like, this guy had justified his role, but meanwhile, he just failed to acknowledge that the reason that it's so dangerous and violent is because it's illegal, because of the it's just like prohibition of alcohol. It's so simple. You don't see shootouts over bottles of vodka. You don't see shootouts over whiskey or beer.
Right, right. Exactly. And the only argument you see from people who are smoking pot is who gets to open up the Doritos.
Yes, that might be true. And so, that whole, that in fact, there, I hate to say that, in fact, and the fact is, it's the bottom half of the hour, Corey, and we have to take another break. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back after these short messages. Please support the advertisers you hear so we can continue to have these type of dialogues. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
And we're back, everybody. We're back. Common Sense Revisited. So the new normal, Corey, I heard that term for the first time when I was helping fight Agenda 21 here in Scott County a couple of years ago. The sustainability plan that our county worked on in these charrettes and meetings and what I call tummy rubs and so forth, the meme that kept emerging out of the paperwork and the language that people were discussing was the new normal. Sustainability is the new normal. And, of course, what it ended up being the new normal was international building codes that the very county supervisors who passed them, had those building codes been in place when they built their own homes, they couldn't actually live – or I'm sorry, they couldn't have actually built the homes they live in. And that was brought to their attention when they passed it and went over the heads of a couple of them. But the new normal, have you heard that term before?
I have, yes.
Yeah, it's
it really makes it difficult for like somebody like you going in there to fight sustainability. I mean, for the average resident American, you look like an idiot because who wouldn't want to have a sustainable environment and sustainable cities and things like it sounds really good, and you must be a crackpot to say, no, we want to chew everything up and ruin the environment. That's how good this our adversary has become in creating ways to subvert and destroy the Constitution and our way of life.
Yeah, I was told, don't you want clean water and air, Todd? You know, by one of the supervisors when I had a one-on-one meeting with him. Come on, that's what we're trying to do here. And of course, you know, he was just too far in the weeds and so, you know, brainwashed to realize that the very organization, the very agency, the EPA, that was supposedly set up to keep our water and air clean, has completely failed at it and done nothing but provided privileged abuse for a handful of corporations. You know, fracking comes to mind, geoengineering of our skies comes to mind. I mean, you know.
Yeah, out of control. Just like the Department of Energy. When the Department of Energy was put together, I think it was in the early 70s, the mandate of that organization was to get the United States into a point where it's not dependent on foreign oil. And all the Department of Energy has done is create a situation where we're more dependent on foreign oil. It wastes billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. I mean, I don't see a whole lot of success in what their mandate was. And they do a whole bunch of pretend projects to waste money and get their friends and politically connected buddies to provide consulting at a very expensive rate, little projects and things that never come to market. And meanwhile, the Department of Energy will come down hard on anybody who tries to do something that actually does create a energy independent country. It's just fascinating how backwards everything is. It's like amazing.
Yeah, the new normal, you know, is lately there's I foresee or am observing, Corey, through speeches being made by Obama and statements being made that they're going the powers that be are gonna focus inward now, inward on the American residents, inward on the slavelets more and more. They're going to turn the drones on us. They're going to turn the surveillance on us. They're going to turn the war on us. In fact, the new normal is we are a warring country. We're always at war, right, Corey? Whether it's a war on drugs, war on terror, we're at war constantly.
Well, ever since the Civil War, we have been in a state of emergency. You know, it's the Emergency War Powers Act. That's it. We are at war. It's almost like our giant ship of state was hijacked and a bunch of crazy, psychotic, power-hungry individuals were able to get into the captain's chair. And this incredibly designed ship of state has just been on battle speed, you know, since the Civil War. And they are just doing everything they can to destroy it, which is something that we were warned about. We were warned that, I mean, we're the only republic on the planet that has the ability to do what we do, as far as claiming our freedoms, that the people are the top dogs when it comes to government in this nation, and the residents are at the bottom. So the idea of being under a crazy, psychotic system is really well-founded. I mean, we are a nation of war, and it's the people that are responsible for reining that power back in and putting it back in its box in Washington, D.C.
And I don't think it can be repeated often enough that the law enforcement folks that are, you know, that are being used right now to perpetuate this war on the American United States residents, they're disposable. When the full takeover is done and it's completely a socialist Marxist world we live in, they're going to just be eliminated. You know, sorry, you've served your purpose, you useful idiot. You know.
Yeah. Well, we see that happening all over. At least that's something that's been a real, I guess, bone of contention for me with the people is in certain areas. You see people allowing the government to get rid of the sheriff's office. And that is just a great way. If you can get rid of the sheriff, then now the federal government becomes the highest authority in your county.
Speaking of that, there was an article published on June 7th at New American, thenewamerican.com, thenewamerican.com. Florida governor arrests and replaces sheriff for upholding Second Amendment. Have you heard about this yet?
I have. In fact, I've talked to a few people about this. This sheriff seems to me that he absolutely stood up for the people And now it's the people in Florida who need to go in and make sure that this sheriff is protected from prosecution.
Ironically, the county in Florida is Liberty County. I think there's got to be some...
laugh there.
Jeez, you got to be kidding me. Liberty County, Florida. The duly elected sheriff there, Nick Finch is his name, F-I-N-C-H, Nick Finch, was arrested after being charged with misconduct based on his alleged altering and destroying of official court documents. 50 years old, he was booked in the county jail, but was later released in his own recognizance. This is a fact. I didn't know that. Check this out. Upon learning of the incident, Governor Rick Scott immediately suspended Sheriff Finch and appointed Carl Causey, an agent in charge of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, as interim sheriff. Now, that is just a massive piece of information right there.
Oh, it's huge. It's not the sheriff's office. It's the sheriff's department that they're talking about.
Oh, excellent point. Yep. And who knew that there was such a thing as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement? I started going to their website and checking it out. I'm like, really? That's fascinating. I didn't know there was such a thing. And it does exist, and everyone should probably check out their own respective state and see what, you know, kind of department you have where you live, and start learning about this. But, you know, it sounds to me, Corey, and I haven't dug into this deep enough yet, that they being the governor's office, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are saying he falsified some documents. Sounds like a paper crime here, you know?
You know, and this is where having, you know, we talk about on this show the common law ID that can be made. I absolutely think that whoever it was that had their weapons taken away and Sheriff Finch changed the documents to make sure he had that, or whatever he did, that it was in support of the Second Amendment. Now, the person who received his guns back or whatever the person who is of interest in this, I believe, has the absolute obligation to this sheriff to rescind their political bonds to Washington, D.C. And the first step is creating a common law ID and identifying themselves as one of the people. And in that, by doing that, that puts the sheriff in a position where he did follow the law and now gives some grounds to where you can go after the governor and do a recall of the governor for, you know, basically, I can't think of the exact law at the moment, but there would be some liability on the part of the governor for firing someone who is doing their job correctly. The people in Florida absolutely have to step up and support this sheriff.
This brings to bear the dual nature of an oath, because there is a department and there is an office. Sheriff's
That's right.
office and sheriff's department. And the oath typically of these respective sheriffs includes both, if you read them carefully. And so it's fascinating to me that the governor can, you know, fire a guy who was elected.
Well, he can remember the election happened in Washington, D.C., at least under that authority.
Yep.
And
yep.
In Washington, D.C., they have, according to the Constitution, they have exclusive legislation whatsoever.
Exclusive legislative jurisdiction whatsoever.
That's right. So they can do pretty much anything they want in that jurisdiction. So in the sheriff's department, if the sheriff were to have given guns back to a resident, then the sheriff can be fired. But if those guns went back to one of the people and not to a resident, in other words, the person who had his right to keep and bear arms violated got his paperwork together and really knew the difference between being a resident and one of the people, they could go back and give this sheriff the rightfully deserved foundation that he needs to be able to protect his office. Because in the sheriff's department, Washington, D.C. has centralized control. But in the sheriff's office, then the sheriff is the absolute supreme commander in that county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The supreme executive. The chief executive.
Exactly. And now our entire system is backwards now. The sheriff's office is not elected. The sheriff's department, that is an elected position.
Mm-hmm.
And by being elected to the sheriff's department, it just defaults to you also get the sheriff's office. But it's not paid. the sheriff's office would have been paid in gold and silver or United States notes. But that position is an unpaid position. So there's really no, there's no incentive for sheriffs across the country other than sheriffs who truly love freedom and support the Constitution to do anything for the sheriff's office. It's going to require the people. The people in Florida need to really step up with this. I hope they do.
It is a fascinating opportunity, it looks like. And it would be,
it's an amazing opportunity. This is a battleground that could really turn the tide towards decentralization of government and putting power back in your local sheriff, because it is a lot easier to go talk to your local sheriff about something that's going on rather than an administrator 3,000 miles away.
Yes. Can you imagine, Corey, if you know, our sheriff where I lived or where you live was, what's the word I'm looking for here? Intelligent enough, intelligent like Sheriff Nick Finch purportedly is, or enlightened about the Constitution and the Second Amendment, that when you identified yourself as one of the people of Iowa or one of the people of California and explained to him how we are domiciled in one of the several states, not in D.C., and if he understood that, then, and how powerful that would be for him to be able to enforce our rights.
Yeah, well, he needs help from the people, too. If you're a resident, the sheriff has an obligation to enforce law upon the residents. And if he doesn't, then you see what happens with Nick Finch. I mean, he's facing, he's been suspended. He got fired on the 14th. But if he is upholding the Constitution for the people, now the sheriff has a absolutely rock solid foundation to go in and be able to resist the type of administrative government that wants to take away all of our rights. But it's not just the sheriff. The sheriff doesn't have enough power to do that on his own. It has to be in concert with the people. And the people in Florida, they in Liberty County, they have just an incredible opportunity right now to demonstrate the amount of power they have to send Washington, D.C. packing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to clarify, you know, the sheriff is the highest authority in the county with regards to the people of that state, the residents.
Exactly.
And if
you're a resident of that county, then the federal government is the supreme power over the residents. But if you are one of the people, then the sheriff has an obligation to protect you and support and defend the Constitution. And boy, Nick Finch sure laid it on the line. I mean, that's a big deal to lose your office as a sheriff to uphold the rights for the people. So I from what I know so far, I can't speak highly enough of the actions of this sheriff. And I really can't scold the people of Florida enough for not just taken to the streets on this. Get out their common law IDs, shred up their driver's licenses, rescind those contracts, and send Washington, D.C. packing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's, wow, I'm just looking at this. Yeah, there's only 3,200 people that voted for him, or no, total votes in the county. 2012, again, that election was for the department, because everybody who voted was a registered voter, and subsequently they were a resident, and subsequently they were domiciled in D.C. So it is again this layer, these multiple layers that we've talked about on this show many times. It can be confusing to most people, Corey. That's the problem.
It is, and it's a deeply held belief that you are the person on the birth certificate for most people. It takes a tremendous amount of concerted effort and mental energy to contemplate, study, and meditate on these ideas to be able to separate the difference. And that is something that I believe is planned. The powers that be understand the human mind very well, and they're able to treat, if you've ever been to a farm where you watch cows that get milked, the cows know when it's time to get milked because they're going to get a little treat. And you can even see the cows as they're getting ready. The milk starts coming down and getting ready. And that's conditioning on the part of the animal. Well, the same thing with humans. Humans can be conditioned, in the same way. And this type of conditioning goes right down to your own ID. And looking at the person on the birth certificate, you'll see that When you look at your own birth certificate, it'll show, at least mine does, and everyone I've ever seen shows that you are a child, if you claim to be that person, you are a child of a mother who had a different last name than the father, which turns you into a, you know, what is that? When your parents aren't married?
Bastard.
You are a bastard. And this is a common law country. And in common law, bastards do not have the rights of citizens. And they are considered the scourge of society. So that believing you're the person on the birth certificate causes tremendous political injury right off the bat.
It's a control grid apparatus that we have to break free from, Corey. We have a caller from Washington, Richards, on hold. We're going to get to him right after this break.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
We are back, and we do have Richard. Richard, how are you doing? You still there?
I am indeed. Great information as always. I've talked personally with Corey and know his thinking, and his analogy with the cow being milked is perfect. I take it one step further. I think we're sheeple. Basically, we're just getting led to the slaughter after we get sheared every year. I think that's more appropriate to the analogy. And the powers that be are the sheep herders. They are the gods that control us animals, and we've been legally classified as animals, and our children are kids, so they're baby animals. But my question, or my query, I guess we would call it, is the fact that if this country and the Constitution was a corporate document, and that corporation went bankrupt in 1933 and was liquidated and or put in receivership, then each of the divisions, the corporations, as the county is one, has corporate officers. They no longer have the original sheriff and the sheriff's jurisdiction. So because of that, these people as corporate officers can be eliminated or removed or whatever you want to call it, and we can call that fired, but it's not really the case. And that's perfectly legitimate. I would hope that the people would rise up and change the system, but the chances of that happening are slim to nil as I see it.
Hey, Richard, it's good to hear you again. I know we've had several conversations and got to have lunch together. I think I think you're right. The system that we have today, I don't like to use the term bankrupted, but it, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It just means they're not using it. And I've seen changes, like, for instance, in Los Angeles, to be able to get the LAPD, which is not a very small jurisdiction, to admit that they're not officers of the state is a huge tool for people of the state. And what that means is this is how I take it. It means if I were standing on the sidewalk in front of Parker Center in Los Angeles and LAPD felt that I was committing some sort of crime or municipal code violation or something like that, the proper way to handle that because of my political status is they could hold me just like any other citizen could hold me, and they would need to call the sheriff and have the sheriff come in and file a complaint with the sheriff. Now, that's because the LAPD is the federal expression of government, and the courts have held that it is widely recognized that there are two forms of government in every state government and a federal government, and the jurisdictions are completely separate. So in California, at least, local police agencies do have authority, but their authority is limited. And for somebody who is one of the people of the state, and you've truly separated yourself from Washington, D.C. in an honorable manner, then if you're stopped by a local city cop from any jurisdiction, and you truly are one of the people, and you've gone to the effort to establish that and defend it, well, then what they would need to do at that point is call the sheriff to have you arrested. But most of the things that LAPD would deal with would be city code violations, things like that. The change in behavior, ever so slight, but there is a change in behavior. I've personally seen it and I've witnessed it. And so that to me gives me tremendous encouragement to keep up the battle and start turning this ship of state around rather than saying it's all lost. It's more like we have got a hell of a lot of work in front of us to get this done, but it is possible.
Richard, thanks for your comments. You're welcome to hold over. We've got
one more comment, if I may, after the break.
Yeah, yes, sir. We're going to take a quick break at the top of the first hour, folks. Stay tuned. Right back.
With financial uncertainty